This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The center of the fracking universe right now is Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The state Supreme Court there is expected to rule sometime soon on a case and a question that goes straight to the heart of the oh-so-controversial natural gas drilling boom. Who makes the rules? In another installment of his series on America as the next petrostate, Marketplace's Scott Tong takes the sustainability desk out to western Pennsylvania.
This whole fight began where fracking began in the east, Washington County, west of Pittsburgh. 8 years ago, drillers here poked the first holes into the Marcellus Shale Formation, and the natural gas boom was on.
Right along that ridge there is a water impoundment.
Local mom Joanne Wagner stands on a snowy hill, pointing out all the pipes and equipment the drilling has brought. She calls it industrial spaghetti, which localities here and elsewhere want to push away from homes and schools. The fear is water and air pollution.
A friend of mine who no longer lives there has kids my children's age, you know, around 8 and 10, with documented exposure to toxins in their blood and urine tests.
The suspected source here is open pits for frack wastewater. See, fracking a well takes millions of gallons of water, plus sand and chemicals shot underground. Natural gas comes back up, along with water laced with chemicals and compounds. One of the water pits leaked here. It's about a mile from her kid's school.
They know that exposure to benzene is cancer-causing. My friends and their children have exposure to benzene. So what am I supposed to do?
The drilling company that first came here to lease acres of land is Range Resources. Spokesman Matt Pizzarella attributes any problems to early days. Bumpy start.
Everything always evolves, and it always improves. And through repetition, all of the engaged parties, including the industry, gets better at what it is that we do.
Several townships here are not convinced. They passed restrictions on where gas equipment and waste pits can go. Andrew Schrader is a supervisor in Cecil Township. He says these zoning restrictions, they also apply to office buildings, factories, and adult bookstores.
Zoning says that you have to allow for everything in your community. But you control it by putting it in the proper areas.
They picked a fight with the drillers, and some political ping pong ensued. Industry allies at the state capitol passed Act 13. It preempts or undercuts the local restrictions. Drew Crompton is chief of staff to the bill's chief architect, Republican Senator Joe Scarnati.
It was becoming more of the trend for local governments to enact individual and often overly burdensome regulation on shale development.
Historically, states regulate oil and gas extraction, and the industry wants to keep it that way. In 2005, Congress gave fracking an exemption from federal drinking water rules. But with states in charge, does it invite conflicts of interest? One fossil fuel company flew Act 13 author Joe Scarnati to the 2011 Super Bowl. One study finds 40% of regulators in the big drilling states have industry ties. Douglas Shields is former head of the Pittsburgh City Council, which passed its own frack ban.
In Pennsylvania, there are no campaign limits and contributions whatsoever. If somebody wants to write you a check for $5 million tomorrow, there's no limit.
So back to the ping pong. The state law trumped the townships, so the townships struck back in court. Shields says, remember, this is Pittsburgh.
We don't like being told what to do. And we don't like it when people tell us that we have no rights at the local level to decide anything.
The townships won in lower court. The case was appealed, and now the state Supreme Court will rule any day. This is not just a Pennsylvania thing. Cities and towns in a few states have all passed rules with a common argument that drillers can't go wherever they want. Meantime, much of Washington County stands divided. Mom activist Joanne Wagner is criticized as a not-in-my-backyard whiner. Driller Range Resources faces several lawsuits, and some are making money. New tractor owner George Scovrin has a well on his property. It yields royalty checks, and he's buying a car for his wife, too.
She deserves a new car before it breaks down. Of course, I buy myself a new truck, too.
In the end, it comes down to the drilling companies, their trucks, their rigs, their waste pits, and whether they're perceived as good neighbors. If not, they invite more restrictions that could stop the natural gas revolution in its tracks. In Washington County, Pennsylvania, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.